The clock is started. The countdown is on. This is Patrick D. Ryle might not make it through this, or whatever I called it. It's the one where I talk about mortality for a couple minutes until the timer winds down and I die. This time, I guess I don't really have anything new to talk about, so I'm going to go to the notes for the one that I was thinking of talking about months ago. Wow, these notes are terrible. I am unprepared, just like we all are, as we enter into life, once again maintaining that this little thing is a lot like life. But, I guess I was going to talk about the afterlife. Specifically, there's a thing I've heard about how you don't remember anything from before you were born, and you were fine, so why would there need to be an afterlife when you don't remember it? Which, the cessation of existence is what depresses me most about death. Like, existing is basically my favorite thing to do. So, the fact that that's going to go away someday, it's the part that hurts. Obviously, the loss of people within life is the real painful part of mortality. But I just don't like the idea that someday I'm not going to be. That's upsetting to me, because I like being. I mean, the thing about, that people say about you don't remember from before you were born, I also don't remember plenty of things from after I was born. I don't remember being born, I don't remember, to be fair, most of the first 10 years of my life I don't remember, I have scant memories of. And I think when I first encountered this, it was meant to, sort of say, you have nothing to fear after death because it won't be terrible, because it wasn't terrible before you were born. But I'm sure there were some terrible times in those first 10 years that I don't remember now that while I was going through them were terrible. So, if I'm being nitpicky about this, for all I know, before I was born, I was just having terrible times that I don't remember now. I mean, I don't actually believe that, but it is, like, it's just my way of pointing out that that little bit of pablum doesn't do anything for me. I would prefer there's an afterlife. I mean, I would prefer there's just life that was ongoing, which I think I could get a whole another entire episode of this out of how I would be fine with being immortal, and that doesn't seem to be very popular opinion. But the afterlife specifically, I've heard people say, if there's a good afterlife, unlike the one where you suffer, they would get bored or something. But that, I think, presupposes a kind of afterlife in which time is experienced the way that it is while we're alive. And if the afterlife is this metaphysical sort of state, I just don't see why that would be the case. I think I'm a big Kurt Vonnegut fan. And I believe the afterlife in Slaughterhouse-5 was, it was different from the one before birth and the one after. I think the afterlife was just like a pleasant hum, where you just exist in contentment or something. Like, that sounds good to me. I don't know how much consciousness you would have in that sort of state, but if I could still just think and be the contented part of it, that sounds good. Wow, consulting from notes, I think I ramble more than when I don't. Which I could go again, eternity is a long time, but again, I think that means experiencing time the way we understand it now. If there is an afterlife, I'm gonna say heaven, I don't think we would be experiencing it as a human. We'd be some sort of spiritual being that experiences it in a different way that we can't currently comprehend. So that's what I would like. Like, I just, the idea that I could keep going instead of just hitting the point where I'm dead and I don't even know I'm dead because I don't have the ability to know anything. That's what depresses me. I like knowing things. I like my memories. I like, even though I have plenty of memories I don't like, and I have plenty of memories that are just gone and inaccessible that I could have either liked or not liked, the idea of not having anything, not being able to exist, that's the part that I'm just not a big fan of. Oh, I'm dead now, so that's it for today.